is getting ready to join the Pac-12. And I got to be, this is the biggest death knell for a conference I've ever heard. If you are down so bad that you are bringing in Texas State, I don't even think we need to mention the Pac-12 as it relates to college football anymore. They are no longer a factor or matter in any way, and we don't need to discuss them as a conference.
I don't know about that.
No
but,
more than we would discuss Conference USA's football prowess in the upcoming season. They are irrelevant.
Yeah, so look, they're not in the Power 5 convo. That still is now, it's still the Power 4. Like, I understand the Pac-12 went away, and then they're bringing it back in 2026. But there's no way that conference makeup is a Power 5. There's no way. Now, the decision for some schools like Boise State and others to leave the Mountain West, the TV deals that they're going to get, it looks like it financially it is going to be a smart decision for them to leave the Mountain West. But once again, because some of the rivalries did go with them. Some of the schools are staying in the Mountain West that weren't able to get that opportunity. And if you're another Mountain West school, you're like, why is Texas State getting in? Well, it's because it's Texas. Texas. That's the reason, recruiting avenues, all of it, that you get by having a team from that state. But yeah, there's no way the Pac-12 is ever going to be what the Pac-12 was again. But mm-hmm. Texas State, I mean, good for them individually. Hey, props to you guys. You get out of the Sun Belt. You get to be in a conference that does have some name recognition for the time being. But that's all built on past history. Everybody knows that the 2026 Pac-12 is 5%, 1% of what it was in its heyday.
I'm still 20 years ago. I'm blown away. I would have definitely thought a different conference would have died before the Pac-12.
Everybody thought it was the Big 12.
There are just conferences I thought were going to die.
Everybody is seeing Clemson talking the way they were 5 years mm-hmm. ago, then maybe, yeah.
Yeah, everybody in 2016, let's call it, people probably thought the Big 12 was a year or two away from folding. Mm-hmm. And to their credit, they have stabilized. Now, it doesn't mean they don't have issues, but they have stabilized enough. They are relevant.
Yep.
And that's even now after losing Texas and Oklahoma. Is it an uphill challenge? Absolutely. Every single year it is. Fortunately, some of the schools have done a nice job maintaining the competitiveness there. I think, of course, adding Colorado back in doesn't hurt, and BYU doesn't hurt. But yes, the Big 12, everybody thought 10 years ago would have been toast by now.
So this is the Pac-12 in 2026. This is the Pac-12. Mm-hmm. Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, Gonzaga,
a lot of state schools.
Oregon State, San Diego State,
That was a sign that everybody would
San
hold
Diego
up.
San Diego State, Texas State, Utah State, Washington State. The only school
dude,
that's
couldn't
not
get a single, state. Just Washington or Texas.
The only state that is not Gonzaga, and that's because Washington State is already taken.
And Gonzaga is a basketball school. They're not even having football.
Correct. Which is why they had to add Texas State to the equation, because they needed enough football participating members.
It's no different than Conference USA. That's just what they are now. Like, they have to accept their fate.
I think it's better than the Conference
USA is the worst conference in college football. In football.
It's better than Conference USA. It's better than the Sun Belt. It's not better than the American, if you want to say that. I would agree with
you. The American has the debate. Sun Belt is... like is top of the tier below them.
I mean, I'm guessing based on all the schools you just named, their biggest football prowess is definitely Boise State.
I think they're more of a basketball.
Sure.
Basketball is not a bad little conference.
It's more of a basketball conference than a football conference, 100%. Good programs like Gonzaga, Boise State's good. Colorado State was in the tournament. San Diego State made it to a national title game. I mean, Utah State's been in the tournament regularly. I mean, it's a pretty salty basketball conference.
I got to say, like, that's not the worst rebrand way to go about it, but as it relates to
the
upcoming college
rebrand that way.
Yeah, I mean, but the problem is you're still going to be the, you know, because...
Please tell me they've
SEC's
dropped...
SEC's very good at basketball. Big 12's been a basketball conference.
I know they kept the Pac-12 logo and everything.
Conference of Champions?
Please tell me they have ditched the slogan of Conference of Champions.
Where's Bill Walton?
Tell me they have ditched that. You can't roll with that heading into 2026 for the new look Pac-12. Can't happen.
Yeah, I would think that they... Now, in fairness, like, because it's funny to joke about now... I'll never forget the Big 12 going with one true champion.
Yes, yeah.
And then in year
one,
not being able to name a champion.
What a mess.
They went one true champion and in year one couldn't name a champion.
It just backfired so badly on them. So badly.
That's just bad timing.
Bad luck. Whatever marketing agency helped them come up with that.
And it sounds cool. One true champion. It's like Highlander stuff. It sounds sweet. And then when the first year you're like, co-champions, you're like, but that's not one true. That's no good.
That did happen.